请弟兄姊妹们翻到约翰一书。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to 1 John.
我们先念几节经文。
Let's read a few scripture.
从第一节开始。
Starting from verse 1.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
然后请弟兄姊妹看到约翰福音十四章。
Now let's turn to John chapter 14.
我们从第六节看到第七节。
So let's read verses 6 and 7.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父哪里去。你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这次我也没想到可以能再和弟兄姊妹们在一起来交通神的话语。
This time, I did not imagine that I would be able to come here and fellowship with.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
他既有这样的安排，那我也就在坐到弟兄姊妹们当中来了。
But that He has His marvelous plan, so now I am sitting in the midst of you.
这是我来以前，主一直在我里面放着一个很重的心事。
So before I came here, the Lord placed the burden upon my heart.
就是要和神的儿女们在约翰一书的里边。
That with the brothers and sisters, I will share upon 1 John chapter 1.
在生命成长的这一个角度来看这一些。
And look,
这一卷圣经所给我们的一些交通。
And look at the Bible regarding the growth of our life.
好多人读约翰一书的时候
，Many times when people read the book of First John，
都知道当时约翰在圣灵的引导的底下来说出
that
约翰一书的内容。
That the Lord Jesus, when John was under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that he said forth these words。
乃是为着要应付当时。在教会里面所已经发生的各种各样的扰乱主的身位的那些讲论。
It was to deal with a few shortcomings and a few troubles that had come into the church and was preventing the growth of the church.
非常明确的在那里说出主自己在神的计划里面那一个不能有任何的代替的地位。
The problem was that the Lord Jesus, his position could not be replaced by anything else.
我们感谢神，这是非常重的一个交通的点。
We thank the Lord for this is a true burden.
当然里面也就包括了主自己各方面的给我们要学的功课。
So within this, there are many lessons that the Lord would want us to learn.
不过这次我和弟兄姊妹们交通呢，就没有把那个范围放得那么宽广。
But this time when I am sharing here, I am not sharing from such a broad topic.
我只是和弟兄姊妹们一同从生命成长的这一个角度来留意约翰一书的信息。
I am primarily looking from the perspective of the growth of our life.
我想弟兄姊妹们都很熟悉约翰十四章刚才我们所读的那两节的经文。
So I believe that most of us are familiar with the verses from John chapter 14.
尤其是第七节。
Especially verse 7.
那里怎么说呢？
So what does it say?
那主耶稣说，
So the Lord Jesus said,
我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
那在文字上面，也许我们很熟悉。
So maybe we are very familiar with these words.
但是在文字里面所表达那个意思，我们能掌握到多少呢？
But how much of the meaning can we take from this?
是不是能非常准确的把文字上所表达的那个意思很牢牢的掌握在我们的心思里？
Can we really hold fast to these words?
这是一个非常重要的事实。
This is a very serious reality.
比如弟兄姊妹，你再一次来看那个文字的时候，
So brothers and sisters, as we look upon the words again,
你看见我们的主回答门徒的问题的时候，是带出一个非常严肃的事实。
So when the Lord Jesus answers his disciples' questions, he comes to a very serious point.
主说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我们先留意这一句，你就发现里面的问题并不像我们念一念的那么简单。
So as we think about this, we see that the issue is not as simple as what we just read.
尤其是如果弟兄姊妹们你是读英文圣经的话，你更会发觉这里面的问题。
So if you read the English Bible, you should notice the problem that is mentioned here.
刚才你听我们的小叶弟兄在这里念英文的时候，你看到他所提到的主所说他的每一件事上头都有一个冠词在那里的，是吧？
So if we look, there are three thes that are mentioned in this verse.
那如果我们能注意到这一个冠词
，so as we look upon each phrase,
你就晓得这几个字倒不是只是文字上面那么简单。
These aren't simply as words.
我只能用最容易明白的话来说出来就好。
So I can only explain using the simplest terms.
这三个冠词把那三件事情放在一个非常重要的地位。
The three articles emphasize these three words in a special way.
什么地位呢？
So what position?
除了他们本身，
outside of these three, out of
themselves,
outside of themselves,
没有任何别的人事物可以代替。
Nothing else can replace them.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你能抓到这一点的时候，
So if you can capture this point,
你就很清楚知道主当时说这个话乃实际上是一个宣告。
So as we can see, Jesus was actually making a proclamation when he said this.
宣告什么呢？
So what was he proclaiming?
宣告他是。
So he was saying that he is.
说清楚就是他是谁。
So he is saying who he is.
但实际上呢，乃是说出他是谁的作用是什么。
So but in another sense, he was saying of what his use was.
那如果说到他是谁，你就看到这三件事情。
So in speaking of who he is, we see these three things.
他是道路，他 他是真理，他是生命。
He is the way, the truth, and the life.
但是你看到这三件事的时候，你说这三件事有什么作用啊？
But what purpose do these three things fulfill?
当然，头一件我们可以容易明白，哦，它是道路，那我们就有路可以走。
So basic, on a basic sense, we see He is the way. So we have a way that we can walk on.
第二件是我是真理，那我们也感谢神，因为我们能看到真实的事情。
And He is also the truth. So we thank the Lord that we can see what is true.
我们不是模模糊糊，
We aren't looking.
没有依据的在那里活动。
We aren't looking without direction and moving aimlessly.
但是你看到第三件事的时候，你就有点迷糊了。
But as you look at the third phrase, you may be a bit confused.
主说他是生命。
He says he is the life.
那究竟什么是生命？
So what is life?
生命是什么一回事呢？
What does the word life mean?
现在我能跑能走能吃能喝，那我不是已经是一个有生命的人？
So we can run, we can walk, we can eat. So is this not, are we not alive?
但是如果我们只是从这个表面上来看那个文字的话，
But looking at the outward part of this word,
我们不会了解主说出他是谁，那个作用是严肃到一个什么的程度。
We will not understand how serious the Lord was when He was speaking of His purpose.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
那我轻轻来提一下。
So let me just point lightly.
他是我就是道路。
That He is the way.
什么道路？
Which way?
好像没有明说。
It doesn't seem to say.
但是那个冠词就把这一个道路点出来了。
But this article emphasizes the way.
点出什么呢？
So what does it emphasize?
我也许可以这样说。
So maybe I can put it this way.
我就是那唯一的道路。
He says that he is the only way.
除了我以外，
Outside
再没有人可以找到任何的路可以走。
No man can find any other way upon which he can walk.
那弟兄姊妹们，如果我们这样能领会到主说这句话，
Brothers and sisters, when we see that the Lord was speaking in this manner,
我们就知道主是道路这一件事情就不是一件普普通通的事。
We should not take lightly the fact that He is the way.
他是唯一的那一条路。
He is the only way.
同样的。
In the same way,
他是真理。
He is the truth.
他就是这一个真理。
He is the only truth.
那这一个真理是什么呢？
So what is this truth?
同样的也是说出没有别的事物可以代替这一个事实的。
In the same way as before, there's nothing else that can replace the reality of this truth.
如果你没有掌握这一个事实的时候，
If you do not capture this reality,
你什么真理都不知道。
You do not understand any truth.
说得坦白一点，
So to speak more clearly,
任何真实的事情你都没有抓到。
Anything that is true, you have not touched upon it.
你能抓到的都是一些虚假的事。
Everything that you can touch upon is fake.
都不是真实的事。
It is not real.
看起来好像很真实。
It may appear to be real.
实际上面还是虚假的。
But in reality, it is just fake.
那我想不用我特别去解说了吧。
So I don't think I really need to explain much.
还是解说一下好。
All right, I'll just explain it. Anyway.
比方说
，So for example,
我现在坐在这里跟弟兄姊妹说话。
So I am sitting here and speaking to brothers and sisters here.
你心思里头，你总能确定一件事情。
So in your mind, you can be sure of one thing.
这一个说话的人是个活人。
The person who is speaking is alive.
肯定是了。
This is definitely true,
如果是一个死人的话，他怎么能说话呢？
If he isn't alive, how can he be talking?
能向人说话的当然是活人了。
Someone who is speaking is obviously alive.
那这个是不是真的呢？
So is this true?
按表面上来看是真的。
On the surface, it is true.
但是你从实际上来去看呢？
But let's look at the reality.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
So you see.
你算一算，我们每一个人有几个祖宗
So think, how many forefathers do we have?
We can
calculate many.
一代一代的数上去,
generation through generation.
我的爸爸,我爸爸的爸爸,我爸爸的爸爸的爸爸。
So we find our father, our grandfather, our great-grandfather, and several more great-great-grandfathers. You can count that you have many forefathers. But where are our forefathers? So in the past, they must have been alive to have all these grandchildren. So their descendants are still alive, but where are they? They are no longer on this earth. They are no longer alive.
那这样,这一个活着的人的事实是真实的还是虚假的?
So is the reality of me being alive real or not?
就算是我现在还是活着,
seeing that I am currently still living,
也许一两年以后我不活了,
maybe in 1 or 2 years I am no longer alive.
那你说我这个是真活的人的还是...
So would you say that I am truly alive or not truly alive? From the surface, I am alive. But if we look at it in our reality, it doesn't really seem that real. This is just someone who previously was alive. But he can't live forever. But if he can't live forever, then is he truly alive?
我是简单的这样提起,
so brothers and sisters, I'm just making a simple example.
你可以了解,
you can understand
什么是真实的?
What is true?
真实的是从永远到永远都不会改变的那一个事实才是真实的。
In reality, something that is true never changes through eternity.
那因此弟兄姊妹们, 我们可以从约翰福音17章那里头你也能看到一有
So in John chapter 17, we can see that the Lord mentioned something that demonstrates this reality. So John chapter 17 is the Lord Jesus is intercession for his disciples. Before God, he prayed for grace for the disciples. In there is one phrase.
父啊,求你用真理使他们成圣。Father,
may you sanctify them in the truth.
你的话就是真理。Your
word is truth.
那很清楚给我们看到一件事。So
this clearly shows something.
什么是真理?
What is truth?
或说得更准确一点,什么是真实不会改变的事?
What is something that is real and will never change?
那就是神的话。
It is the Word of God. So why is the Word of God truth? Because it demonstrates God Himself. Only God is someone who doesn't change from eternity to eternity.
那弟兄姊妹们,如果我们能在这一方面稍微多一点体会的话,
So in this manner, if we can have a bit more experience, so we can understand what condition we live in today. Then you can understand when Jesus says he is the truth. Why is he the truth? Because only this truth doesn't change from eternity to eternity. So when he speaks of life, it's clear now. On earth, you cannot find any. What can you not find? You cannot find life.
我们能找到能领会的都是一些虚假的生命
What we can find is just faith interpretations of life
因为不管你找到什么生命
Because no matter what kind of life
你看到他们有个起头 但是你也同样看到它有一个尽头
You see that there is a beginning and an end
当你一看到有尽头的时候 这个你就说这个怎么能说是生命
So if we can see that there is an end, we ask ourselves, how can this be true? Life should not be swallowed by death.
这个就不是真实的生命。
So if this life cannot maintain itself, it is not a true life.
那我不详细说这方面了。
I won't speak in too much detail.
我只是让弟兄姊妹你回到主自己说的话上面。
I just hope that brothers and sisters will return to what the Lord
said. 主说我就是道路，我就是这道路，我就是这真理，我就是这生命。
Jesus said unto him, I am the way and the truth and the life.
主说这个事实出来。
So when Jesus spoke this reality,
他要说明一件什么事情呢?
What did he speak about?
很清楚。
Very clearly.
因为如果没有第八节,
If there isn't verse 8,
我们就不知道主说这个事实是什么意思。
We do not know what reality Jesus is talking about.
我们只能说主啊，你说的这些话，的确是引叫我们觉得啊，我们很有福气，我们能知道那个真的道路，那个真的真理和那个真的生命。
So when if there's only verse 6, we just see that we are very blessed to know that there is this way and the truth and the life.
但是这是真的，跟我们有什么关系？
But what connection is there with these real things?
如果跟我们有关系的话，那真又与我有什么意思呢？
So if they aren't connected to us, then what is the meaning to us?
感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们的主的话说出来，不是凭空在那里说说的。
But Jesus does not say anything for no reason.
他说出那个真实的事情来，乃是要带出一个真实的结果。
When he speaks of something true, he wants a result that is also true.
所以你读过第七节，再读第八节，你就非常清楚地看到那个作用是什么了。
So when we read these two verses, we can understand what is the purpose.
他说，若不借着我，
If you had known me,
没有人能到父那里去。
So no one can come through the Father but through me.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个结那个作用和那个结果，或是那个目的，都是那么明确的。
So we see that the use and the purpose is very clear to us now.
如果不借着这一位神的儿子，
If we don't go through the Son of God,
就没有人可以到。
No one can come.
到哪里去啊？
Come where?
弟兄姊妹们，这里面又有事情要我们去想了。
So brothers and sisters, once again, there is something that we need to think about.
如果我把它改一个字，弟兄姊妹，你看那个意义是不是相同？
So let me try to change a word. See if the meaning is still the same.
若不借着我，没有人能到神那里去。
No one comes to God but through me.
跟若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去，有没有不一样的地方？
So is that different from no one comes to the Father but through me?
这两个说法是不是可以画上那个等号？
Are these two things interchangeable?
不可能的，是不是？
No, these are not interchangeable.
若不借着我，没有人能到神那里去。
So if you say,that no one comes to God.
那是不是真的没有人能到神那里去呢？
Does that mean that no one can go come to God?
又好像不是。
But that doesn't seem right either.
怎么样说呢？
So how do you say it?
在将来神的审判台前，人能不能到神的面前去呢？
So before the judgment seat of God, don't people come to God?
人也到神的面前去。
People also go to his presence.
但是那个时候到神的面前去啊，那个结果是非常非常的悲惨的。
But during that time when you come to God's presence, the result is very tragic.
那就是跟生命完全断绝的。
That's a complete disconnection with life.
所以你转过来留意到主说，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去的时候，这个意义就很不相同了。
So when you think about it, the meaning is quite different from no one comes through the Father but through me.
是父和神，在具体的人物来说是一个。
So in reality, it is true. Father, the Father is God.
啊，但是
，However，
你用这一个来表达， 跟用那一个来表达，那个结果就不一样了。
When you explain it in one way, you get a different, result from when you explain it in a different way.
人能到神的面前。
So man can come into God's presence.
除了接受审判以外，没有别一条路可以去。
But in that way, other than receiving God's judgment, there is no other path.
我们的神。
But we thank God.
他的儿子向我们印证一件事。
That his son testifies one thing to us.
若不借着他,
that if we don't go through him,
没有人可以到父那里去。
There is no one who can come to the Father.
什么叫做到父那里去?
So what is coming to the Father's presence?
到父那里去的人是什么人?
So what kind of people go to the Father?
小叶弟兄到大叶弟兄的面前的时候,
so if
他们的关系是什么?
So if I go to my dad, what is our relationship?
这是小叶弟兄。
So I'm the little brother Ye.
那是大叶弟兄。
And that's the older brother Ye.
那边还有一个老叶弟兄。
And over there, there's an even elderly brother Ye.
但是主给我们看到说，人能到父那里去的时候，那个人是什么人?
So if we can go to the Father, what kind of people is it?
除了是儿子以外，还能有别的吗？
If they aren't sons, is there any other way?
弟兄姊妹，你就看出那一个主的表达非常不简单的意
思。So we can see, that the Lord's explanation is not that simple.
主说出他是道路、真理、生命。如果不借着他，没有人能到神哪里去做儿子。说清楚一点。
To speak about it more clearly, when Jesus says that He is the way, the truth, and the life, if we don't go through Him, we cannot come to the Father as sons.
简单的来说，就不能到父面前去。
So in a simple way, we cannot come to the Father's presence.
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our Lord.
那我特别和弟兄姊妹先从这里开始。那为什么呢？
So I would like to start from here. So why?
因为我们一读约翰一书的时候
When we read John chapter 1 First John chapter 1
一开始你就看到那个标题非常明确的在哪里说
So we see that the theme is very clear
论到那起初那原有的生命之道
That which was from the beginning That what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life
一开始就说到这个约翰一书要和神的儿女们交通的是说到起初原有的生命的话
So we see that the theme is that from the beginning concerning the word of life
那这个生命的话是什么呢
So what is the word of life? Whose life is this?
这个生命是什么时候开始又有什么结局的呢
So what beginning does this life have?
感谢赞美神
We thank and praise our Lord
约翰一书虽然没有给我们说太多的说话
Although 1 John chapter 1 doesn't speak
但是他一开始就给我们碰到一个事实
From the beginning, it allows us to touch a reality
它是起初原有的生命
It is the life that is from the beginning
生命的所以出现是根据它
So life that appears is from it
没有它就没有生命
Without him, there is no life
那这是头一点
This is the first thing
约翰一书虽然也没有很清楚地说到这个生命的结局
So although 1 John also does not speak very clearly about the end of this life,
但是也没有说啊。
But it didn't also not say it.
他实在是说了，不过不是像我们说话的那样子说的那么清楚。
However, it doesn't speak to it straightforwardly.
但是确实把那个事实说得非常明确。
But it is very clear about the reality.
因为我们读到第三章的时候。
As we read into chapter
3, 你就看到一件事了。
We see one thing.
亲爱的弟兄啊。
Brothers.
我们都是神的儿女。
We are all God's children.
接下去怎么说?
So what does it say after that?
接下去又说。
It also says,
我们真的是神的儿女。
We truly are the children
将来怎么样我们还不是很清楚的明白。
Although we do not know what is coming in the
future. 但是有一件事情我们很清楚的明白的。
But there is one thing that we are very clear about.
主若显现。
If the Lord manifests himself.
我们必要像他。
We will become like him.
弟兄姊妹这是不是也说出了那个生命的结局。
Does this not also explain the result of the life?
我们的生命是从主那里起头。
Our life's beginning is from the Lord.
我们的生命的结局就是与主合在一起。
The result of our life is to be is union with Christ.
主是怎样？
How the Lord is,
我们就是怎样。
We will also be like.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our Lord.
那我想，我这样轻轻的把约翰十四章那两节的经文这样提一下，我们才进入那个约翰一书。
So I will first mention these two verses in John chapter 14.
让弟兄姊妹们在心思里头，你掌握到一个事实。
So that in your hearts, brothers and sisters, you will take hold of reality.
那约翰一书里头跟我们说出一个什么具体的，要我们活在里面的那个真实。
So that First John tells us what kind of life we need to live. What is the reality? We thank the Lord.
所以我这次跟弟兄姊妹说，我们要在约翰一书里头看生命成长的那一个内容。
So today our topic is looking through First John, the growth of our life.
生命的开始我们有了。
So we know the source of life.
生命的结果我们也已经明白了。
We also know the result of this life.
但是从生命的开始一直到那个生命结出那个果实来的时候，那个过程是怎样的？
But what is the process from going from the beginning to the result?
那我们这次就是从约翰一书里边来看这一点。
So this time we will see this point from 1 John.
因为这一点是和我们发生直接的关系。
Because this point is directly related to us.
因为我们看到这一点的时候，你就知道那个起头是对的。那个结尾也是准确的，但是你怎么从起头那个对进到那个我结束的时候的那个准确呢？
So we know that the beginning is right and the end is right, but how do you go from there to the end?
如果我们只是这样空空的来说的话，你说对的头一定有对的尾了。
Now if we just look at it from the outside, we say that a correct beginning definitely has a right ending.
但是如果这个事实一摆在我们身上的时候，那个事情就完全变了。
But when you try to put that in our lives, the situation changes.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为我们这些人，
Because people that we are,
起头和那个生命没关系的。
At the very beginning, we had nothing to do with that life.
如果起头跟那个生命没关系的，
If from the beginning, we had nothing to do with this life.
你说那这样到幕后，我们也一定是和那个结果有关系的，那是说不清楚的。
So it doesn't make sense to say that if we started wrong in the beginning, we would be right at the end.
因为我们这些人起初的时候和那个生命是脱节的。
Because in the beginning we were separated from this life.
我们都是活在死亡的权势的底下。
We were living under the power of darkness.
但是叫那些活在死亡的权势的人能起初到父的面前，然后到结果就与神的荣耀完全联合在一起。
So if you try to ask the people, the sinners, to first go to the Father and then at the end be united with Christ,
那你就不得不要注意那个过程是怎么样。
You would have to see what the process is.
因为能叫我们这些死在罪恶过犯里头的人能被带进神的荣耀里，那这一个事情是实在是一个不得了的事情。
So it is very special that we who started from the beginning, full of darkness and totally disconnected from God, at the very end we can be connected to Him.
好，我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
那好，我们从约翰一书里头来开始留意。
So let us look from 1 John.
那从约翰一书开始留的时候，你就看到约翰在圣灵的引导的底下向我们说出这一个生命是怎样的显在我们的眼前。
So as we look upon this chapter, we see that the Spirit through John is telling us how this life is revealed.
如果弟兄姊妹你注意圣灵用着约翰 所说这几句话的所使用的那个名词，你会发觉很有意思。
So if we pay attention to the nouns that the Spirit told John to use, you will notice something.
刚才我提了，说到主的时候，就说起初原有生命的话。
So I mentioned earlier, when we talk about the Lord, we see the life that was there from the beginning.
但是你读到第二节的时候呢？
When we read to verse 2,
读到撒文的时候还是第一节。
But when you look at the bottom of verse 1,
他说就是我们所听过所看见亲眼看过亲手摸过的。
What we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands.
那弟兄姊妹你看到这里面是不是有一个非常不一样的那个事实在那里？
Is there not a different reality here?
起初生命原有。
What was from the beginning concerning the word of life?
那对我们来说就有点觉得有点悬了啊。
We feel that it isn't quite connected to us.
就觉得这个好像不是很具体的一个东西了。
It doesn't seem very real to us.
但是您放下读的时候
，But as you continue reading,
就这样的一个好像。我们没办法能在我们理智和我们的心思里头抓得住的那一个事实就成入了一个很清楚很明显很具体的样子摆在我们面前。
But something that seemed to be so abstract as we read seems to become very real and very tangible.
什么样的样子呢？
So what form does it take?
他说话你听得见。
So what he says we can hear.
他动作你看得见。
His movements, we can see it.
他跟你接触你可以摸得到。
When he is connected to us, we can touch.
那弟兄姊妹这就太具体的事情了。
Is this not tangible?
但是你要是把这两个事情合在一起的时候。
But when you try to put these two things together.
你说这是什么？
What is this?
你没办法能领会得出来的。
You aren't quite able to understand what this is. But we thank the Lord.
神的话给我们很清楚的知道。
God's word speaks to us very clearly.
这个就是神的儿子道成肉身的那一段的经历。
This experience is the Son of God taking upon flesh.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他到地上来成为人。
He comes to this earth and he becomes
man. 成为人的儿子。
He becomes the Son of man.
这一位从神的儿子成为人的儿子的这一位。
This man who went from being the Son of God to the Son of Man.
他就是那起初生命之道的那一个实体。
He is the reality of what was from the beginning concerning the word of life.
那现在
So now,
约翰就说我就要把这一个生命之道来向你们说清楚。
So now the Apostle John wants to explain this life to us.
那这一个生命之道，我们，说到那个，那个约翰自己的话，我们那是说到最低限度是表达出当时的使徒们。
So this concerning the word of life reveals what was in the hearts of the apostles.
他们曾经亲自接触过这一位。
Something that they
成为肉身的神的儿子。
Something that they had experienced when they met the Son of God who took upon flesh.
但是我们亲自接触过他。
But when we experience him,
如果他与你们不发生关系的话，
if he isn't related to us,
那他的显现就没有让你们。没有接触过他的得着神所带出的那无限的恩惠和怜悯。
If we do not experience him, then the reality that he tries to show upon us will not bring the desired result.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
约翰在这里就说出一件事。
John here speaks one thing.
说出一件什么事呢？
What does he say?
他们接触过这一个生命。
They have experienced this life.
现在他们把这一个生命传递出来。
Now they want to spread this life.
那这样传递出来的时候，那些接受他们所传递的是接受什么呢？
So as they spread it, those who receive this, what are they experiencing?
他们传递是生命，当然接受的也就是生命。
If they are spreading life, then those who receive it are also receiving life.
你说这有什么意思？
So what does this mean?
有意思在里头。
There is meaning to it.
弟兄姊妹们，也原谅我先插出去说说。
So brothers and sisters, I hope you'll forgive me for going off of it.
在我们所接触的环境里头，
in the surroundings that we are in,
不管你在任何的地方，
regardless where you are,
在人的心思的里面，
in the thoughts of man,
总是觉得人和神中间的关系只是一个宗教的关系。
Usually, people think that the connection between man and God is just a matter of religion.
所以你看到，一碰到人和神要发生关系的事情，人的心思里面的那个结论就是，这是宗教。
So whenever we say that man needs a relationship with God, people conclude, oh, this is just religion.
一提到宗教的时候，那就宗教有很多种了。
And if you talk about religion, well, there's many kinds of religion.
什么教什么教什么教什么教也包括基督教。
There's this religion, there's that religion, and somewhere in there, there's Christianity.
但弟兄姊妹们，约翰一书一开始就给我们一个很清楚的认定。
But brothers and
sisters, 不是宗教。
John here explains one thing very clearly. This isn't religion.
什么是宗教呢？
What is religion?
用人的说法来解说了最清楚。
Let's use man's definition.
人的心思里面就是说，所谓宗教的，就是用很高的道德做标准来创设一套的那一个精神上的道理来管理人活在正途里头。
So what is religion? It's using a very high moral standard to govern mankind.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
但神借着约翰所传递给我们的不是一个宗教。
But what the Spirit has spoken through John is not something.
他在这里说的是什么？
So what is he saying?
他是说出，他是把一个很具体的生命的事实来传递出来。
He is spreading to us a real life.
这一个生命具体的事实是叫我们脱离死亡而进入永远的生命里头去的。
This reality of life is to help us to leave the powers of darkness and enter into life.
所以他是上面就说了，我们看见过这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
So we see in verse 2, and the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
原有的生命，
the life that was in at the beginning,
永远的生命，
the eternal life,
具体的显出来，
manifested to us,
我们接触过它，
we have experienced it,
现在我们把它传给你们，
now we want to give it to you,
叫你们也接触这一个原来的生命和永远的生命，
that you would also experience the life at the beginning and the eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这里面的话是那么清楚的给我们指出。
Brothers and sisters, we see that the word of God shows points very clearly.
神在他救赎的恩典里面所给我们的乃是一个生命。
In his eternal salvation plan, God gave us a life. He did not give us a religion.
也不是一些教导。
He did not give us doctrine.
实实在在的是一个生命。
The truth is, it is a life.
然后借着这个生命来带进那个实际的生活。
And this life brings forth the reality of
living. 这个生命连同那个生活都能给带到永远去的。
This life and the experiences of this life can be taken to eternity.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们对这一点领会的够明确的话，
So brothers and sisters, if we are clear about what this is saying,
那我们读约翰一书，你就读出很有味道来。
So when you read 1 John, you read the meaning.
你读约翰一书，你就读出主在约翰十四章所说的，我就是那道路、那真理、那生命的那一个事实来的。
In here, we can read the reality that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为当我们看了约翰一书的时候，
As we look at 1 John,
好像约翰一书是很重的，完全是讲到生命。
We can see that very clearly it is speaking deeply of life.
如果我们细心去注意的话呢，
If we pay close attention,
你看到生命是那个主题，
We see that life is the theme.
但是道路和真理全包括在里头。
But the way and the truth is also included in here.
我不是要和弟兄姊妹们从这一方面寻求进去。
Although I am not speaking to you from this perspective.
不过我会轻轻地带到那个与生命有关的事。
I will touch upon this because it is related to life.
因为一切与生命有关的事是和
Anything that is related to life has
道路
has a connection to the way
真理
and the truth
不能脱离关系
it can't be separated from these two
我不回去十四章和弟兄姊妹再看这个但是我提给弟兄姊妹留意一下你留意到十四章里头所提的这个事情你看见道路真理生命是一个完全连在一起不能分开的事
So looking back at John chapter 14, we can see that the way and the truth and the life are interconnected. You can't separate them.
你看见道路,
When you see the way,
你找到路了,
you found the way.
你走上这条路,
you walk on this way.
你就立刻就碰到真理,
you will touch upon the truth.
在真理的里面,
within the truth,
你就发觉一件事,
you find one thing.
如果不是在生命的里面来接触,
If you don't touch upon it through life,
这个真理对我们来说没有作用。
This truth has no purpose in us.
但是当我们认识了真理，而按照真理的那个指导来碰到那个生命的时候，
But when we understand and when we know this truth and we use the leading of it to touch upon
life, 那个真理就成了你的所有。
That truth becomes our all.
就让你的生命在那里有更丰满的成长
It causes your life to have a greater growth.
那当你的生命就成长起来的时候
As your life grows more,
你看到他又把我们带到更高之处
You see that he brings us to a higher place.
又回到道路上去
And once again, we are looking at
你再回到道路上去的时候
As we are on the way,
你对真理的那个认识又加深一层了
Your understanding of truth is deeper.
然后你又进了更丰满的生命里面去了
And then you experience a more abundant life.
它是一个连在一起，又是连环在那里产生作用的。
This is connected as in a circle.
弟兄姊妹，你有兴趣自己去思考。
If you are interested, you need to experience.
因为这个部分不再接触我和弟兄姊妹的交通的内容里。
Because this is beyond the scope of my topic this time.
那我现在我要这样来开始来看。生命的这一件事情。
So from here, let's start to look at the way of life.
一看到生命这件事，
When we see this issue of life,
我不能不要和弟兄姊妹们回到创世纪里头去看一点最起初在人中间发生的事情。
I cannot but look upon what started in Genesis, the very beginning of life.
我常常碰到有些弟兄姊妹们，特别是初信的弟兄姊妹们，问我一个问题。
Often many people, especially new believers, come and ask me.
事实上我自己也产生过这个问题。
Truth of the matter is, I've often thought about this too.
我想很多弟兄姊妹们也会产生过这个问题。
And I believe that many brothers and sisters here also have this question. So what question?
你说神在伊甸园里头为什么要？
So why in the Garden of Eden? 把
生命树和分别善恶树合在一起摆在那里呢？
Why did God put both the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil together?
如果神不 本就不安排那个分别善恶树，那事情不是很简单的吗？
If God didn't put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil there, isn't the situation very simple?
啊，怎么会弄得那么复杂的问题？
So why?
整本圣经在那里讲，都是讲那两棵树引出来的事情。
So why is the situation so complicated? So now that the entire Bible is just discussing the result of those two trees.
弟兄姊妹们，我曾经是为这个事情想过很久，但是想不出。
Brothers and sisters, I thought upon this topic very long. And during that time when I was still young, I kept thinking of it and I only thought of the doctrines of man.
但是感谢主，等到有一天，主说，哎呀，你的成长的一点点，可以让你多知道一点。
But I thank the Lord that one day the Lord said to me, you have grown now, so now I can tell you a bit more.
感谢主。我体会到一点点。
Thank the Lord, I experienced a little bit.
我们看那两棵树的时候，
When we see these two trees,
你不能只是看见那两棵树。
You can't just look at the two trees in themselves.
你必须更要往前去看，为什么神要摆那两棵树？
You have to look beyond. Why did God put these trees there?
我想有一件事情我们必须要澄清一下。
One thing that we must be clear about.
弟兄姊妹，现在你自己问自己
，Brothers and sisters, ask yourselves，
究竟那个分别善恶树上的果子可不可以吃
？Can we eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil？
在我们传统的领会里头是不可以吃。
In traditional doctrine, we think no, you cannot eat it.
你吃了就很糟糕。
If you eat it, the situation is terrible.
但是你细细的读神的话。
But read the Bible again.
你要问，分别善恶树上的果子可不可以吃？
Ask yourself,
或者这样说，能不能吃？
Ask yourselves again, is it possible to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
我想你真的回到第二章里去看的时候。
When you read Genesis chapter 2,
你很清楚地会看到,
you see very clearly,
神说了两次,
Jesus said no, two times,
树上的果子你都能吃,
God said, the fruit of the tree, of every tree you may eat.
那能吃不能吃?
So can you eat?
神安排在那里说, 园中所有树上的果子你们都能吃。
God put it there and he said,The fruit of all the trees in this garden, you may freely eat.
那包括不包括那个分别善恶树？
Does that include the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
当然是包括了。不包括的话，怎么可以说园中所有树上的果子你们都能吃呢？
Of course it includes it. Or else why would God say all the trees you can eat?
神就说这话不只说了一次，说了两次。
He didn't just say this once. He said it twice.
不过在第二次说的时候，神就带出一个条件。
But the second time when he mentioned it, he mentioned one requirement.
那个条件是什么呢？
So what's the requirement?
只有分别上树上的果子你们不要吃。
Only the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
为什么不要吃呢？
You cannot eat. Why?
因为你吃的日子一定死。
And the day that you eat of it, you will surely die.
那如果你吃了结那个引出的结果你一定死。
So if the consequence is that you die,
那你不能不要注意一件事了。
So you must pay attention to one thing.
注意什么事呢？
To what?
如果你是亚当，
If you are Adam,
你当时听见神这样跟你说，
You hear God saying this to you.
那你会怎么想呢？
What will you think?
如果死，
If I die,
那就没有我亚当了。
There's no more Adam.
但是神啊，
But God,
有一件事情我没有忘记。
There's one thing I haven't forgotten.
你在我的时候，
When you were in me,
你是交托给我一个任务的。
You gave me one commandment.
你要叫我管理你所造的一切。
You want me to govern all the things you have created.
如果我死了，
If I'm dead,
那谁来管？
Who's governing it?
当然，亚当当时没有这样想。
Of course, Adam didn't actually think of all these things.
如果亚当当时会这样想，
If he had thought of this,
他就知道一件事。
He would know one thing.
他知道什么？
What?
神把一切都安排好。
God has prepared
everything. 然后很特殊地说到园子当中那两棵树。
And he specifically mentioned those two trees in the midst of the garden.
那你看到神在那里，
So we see God in there.
借着那两棵树对亚当说什么话?
Through those two trees, what did God say to Adam?
亚当,
Adam.
你留意了,
think about it.
现在你从我这里接受了一个任务,
you have received the commandment
from me.
You are to govern all the things I've created.
但是你有没有想过,
have you thought though?
你凭什么可以完成这个任务?
How can you complete this?
当然亚当当时也没有想到这个事情,
of course Adam obviously did not,
但神要他去想这个事情,
but God wanted him to think about it.
神就把那两棵树摆在那,
so God put those two trees in the midst of the garden.
在那里摆出一个事实,
he put that reality there.
一个是生命树,
one is the tree of life.
你吃了生命树, 你就永远是有生命的,
if you eat at the tree of life you will have eternal life.
那个是分别善恶树,
the other is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When you eat of it, you will have much knowledge and wisdom. But you will receive an extra end. You will die.
那是不是神给亚当一个考试在那里?
So was God not giving Adam a test?
你怎么去完成我给你的托付?
How do you complete the instructions I have given you?
你要凭你自己去完成呢? 还是你跟神连接, 取用神的所有去完成?
The question is, will you try to complete the responsibility on your own, or will you be joined to God and together finish this task?
弟兄姊妹们, 这个就是一个很认真的这个问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is the main
question. 因为这两棵树的事情不是单单在伊甸园里头发生,
because the situation here did not only occur in the Garden of Eden.
这两棵树的那个神这个安排所带出来的那个考验也好, 表达神的所要的工作方法也好, 说出神要人做怎样的拣选, 去完成神的旨意也好,
but in relating to God's plan for man or any test that he gives man, you can see it, the principle of these two trees. You must always pay attention.
你凭与神联合,
will you do it by being joined together with God, or will you do it by yourself?
那弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters, when we ponder this more specifically, you will notice this question. That day, if Adam's spirit had been alive, if he had been alert, he would have realized that he had to take the tree of life and be joined to God in order to complete the responsibility. But if he thinks another way, if I eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I will have wisdom. I will have power. Then I can finish this responsibility. If I can do it by myself,
那我就不需要依靠神,
I don't need to rely on God
anymore.
I don't need to be joined with Christ.
但是他却忘记了你吃的日子一定死,
but then he forgot the fact, if you eat of it, you will surely die.
你死了有多大的智慧能力都等于零了，是不是?
After you die, all knowledge and wisdom and power that you have is equal to zero.
如果弟兄姊妹你多用一点时间再看看分别善恶树上的那个效用,
so if you look at the usage of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
你会留意到在第三章的时候, 神也在那里明说, 人自然吃来, 那个生命分别散落树上的果子, 他们就很有权柄能力了, 几乎跟神一样了, 几乎跟神一样了。
So when you consider the situation, even in chapter 3, it says that even God knew that because man ate of the fruit of that tree, he had much wisdom and power, and it was almost as if he was God.
是弟兄姊妹们，现在你看见在地上人的那个智慧所解决的许许多多的问题, 自然界的也好，科学的也好, 社会上的也好, 你真是看见人的那个思想和那个技巧吃得爬得好高好高。
So now let's take a look at modern society, what man has tried to solve through science and through psychology and through other issues.
连月球都去过了,
man has even gone to the moon.
火星也探险过了,
they visited Mars.
前不久你还看到说在瑞士那一边, 把那个物质最细的那个点，人现在以为最细的那个点叫做上帝的粒子的那个东西也找出来了。
In physics, in Switzerland, people claim to have found what they call the God particle.
你又留意到什么？现在的那个干细胞的那些研究。
And there's also stem cell research.
所以可以随便的一点那个细胞就可以给它发展出。 你缺了什么？你缺了一个鼻子，就给你发射，就用一个干细胞那里培养一个鼻子，给你安装上去，你就有个真鼻子了。So
theoretically, with stem cell research, they can grow whatever limb that you have lost and put it back onto you.
分别上树上果子，结果厉害不厉害？
So is the result of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil very powerful?
神也承认人会到这个地步。
Yes, even God acknowledged that man would reach this point.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见人许许多多的那个什么人进升天啊，或者什么什么，没有什么事情不是人不能所做不来的了。你不要以为你不相信了，你是有条件可以相信的。
So as you can see, when man tries to say that they can accomplish anything, you can see that there's a basis to it.
但是那个不准确的,
but that's not accurate.
因为不管人怎么厉害, 他的尽头就是死。
But no matter how powerful man becomes, there's always an end, which is death.
没有人能逃脱这个结果。
No man can escape this.
那因此我们回到约翰一书的时候，你就注意到。
So when we come back to 1 John, you
notice 为什么约翰在圣灵的引导的底下说的那么清楚的，就是按照生命这个路来走。
So why did John speak so clearly that we have to walk upon this way of life?
因为只有你进到生命的里边去，道路和真理才能表达得出来。
Because only when you enter into this life can the way and the truth be expressed.
道路和真理才从认识
And by knowing the way and the truth, then it becomes reality.
所以约翰在那里说，我们是把一个生命传给你们。
So John says that here we are speaking a life to you.
那传给你们的时候，就产生一个什么的效果效用呢？
So when we pass this life to you, what is the result?
弟兄姊妹留意了， 为什么刚才我会引到？ 分别上我树上的那个事情来说呢？
So now consider why I mentioned this issue of the tree of the knowledge.
这就和底下的说的话有关联了。
It's obviously related to what comes here.
他说，我们把这个生命传给你们。
This life that we have seen and testified.
那这叫我们与你们可以相交。
That we can have fellowship with you.
我们乃是与父和子相交的。
And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son,
Jesus.
So look at this. Is this serious?
我们把生命传给你们,
As we pass our life to others,
你们接受这个生命,
you receive this life.
在生命的里头,
In life, we can have fellowship.
但是这个交通不是只是限于你跟我,
but this fellowship is not just with you and me.
因为这个交通是把你跟我带到父与主的子那里去。
But this fellowship brings us to the Father and the Son.
要叫我们与父与子一同有交通。
That together with the Father and the Son, we can have fellowship.
弟兄姊妹们, 当我们看到这样的一件事的时候,
Brothers and sisters, as we see this thing,
你就留意到为什么生命是那样的重要。
You can understand why life is
你不在生命里头,
so important. 你不在生命里头, If you are not in life,
你就没有这个交通,
you will not have this fellowship.
你没有这个交通,
If you don't have this
fellowship,
you cannot be sons before God. And if you are not sons before God, all the things that God has no relationship with
you.
But we thank our Lord. He has given us life.
发生交通,
that first with the Father and the Son, we will have this fellowship.
当我神儿女们发生交通的时候,
and as we have fellowship,
立刻就让我们去经历到我们的交通不是只是限于人和人中间的范围,
then we experience that our fellowship is not just with man and man,
而是发生到人和神的这一个连接里,
but this fellowship is connected to us and God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, we truly thank our God.
看到我们是与神和他的儿子一同交通的时候,
when we see that we have fellowship with the Father and the Son,
这个交通不是只是有那么一个经历,
this fellowship is not just a simple experience,
而是说这个交通是有一个结果的,
but this fellowship has a result.
这个结果是什么呢?
What is the result?
约翰一书好像没有明说,
First John chapter 1 doesn't seem to say,
但是其实也说了刚才我提到的第三章里边所说的那个,
but actually it's what I mentioned in First John chapter 3.
但是如果我们回到哥林多前书第一章里头去的时候,
but if we go back to First Corinthians chapter 1,
你就看到这一个交通,
we can see that this fellowship
就明明地指出, 我们就和神的儿子一同得份,
together we can have sonship with Jesus.
我们与神的儿子一同得份,
together with the Son of God, we have the sonship.
神的儿子在神面前是怎样?
What does this mean? How Jesus Christ is
before the Father.
In the same way, that because we are in the fellowship with his Son,
这就是第三章里边所提的，我们读到显现，我们必要像他。
This is the same as what is mentioned in 1 John 3. When the Lord reveals himself, we will be like him. We thank God.
那因此弟兄姊妹们，你就注意到了。
So brothers and sisters, you notice one thing.
约翰一书一开头的时候，就把那么大的一件事情摆在我们面前。
So 1 John begins by putting forth this great principle before us.
然后呢?
And then?
我先点一点给弟兄姊妹看见,
let me just touch upon it.
和真理里头来到这个生命,
how we go from truth and life, the way and the truth to this life.
因为当我们一接受这个生命的时候,
when we receive this life,
立刻你就看到一件事,
then we see one thing.
他就说神就是光,
we see that God is light.
在他里面没有黑暗, 毫无没有黑暗,
and in him is no darkness.
到了第五章的时候,
when we get to chapter 5,
就说到神是爱,
we see that God is love.
那就说到当我们的生命在主的面前明确的时候, so, 你就能把神的性情也活出来。
Before God, when our life is right with him, we can also live out the attributes of God.
我们感谢我们的神,
we thank our Lord.
神是光,
God is light.
这是道路的问题,
this is an issue of the way.
神是爱,
God is love.
这是真实的问题,
this is an issue of truth.
是, 那么你怎么能接触到这两个永远的事情呢?
So how do we experience these two eternal truths?
你必须要在生命的里边和神连接起来, 这一切都是你的了。
In life, we must be connected with the Father, and then all these things are ours.
所以感谢我们的主,
so we thank our Lord.
约翰一书特别放纵是说到生命,
so 1 John emphasizes life.
让我们注意到, 我们怎么在神的面前要成长?
We must pay attention how we must grow before God.
我想弟兄姊妹们, 我们都很清楚,
brothers and sisters, I believe we all clear.
因为照着我们自己个人的经历呢, 我们都明白这件事情。
By our own experiences, we can understand this.
我相信弟兄姊妹们, 你信主这个过程不是一下子就完成的。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that your experience of salvation was not just one quick moment.
甚至像我这样的人,
like me,
我是活在基督徒的家庭里出来的,
I was born in a Christian family.
也不是说我活在基督徒的家庭里头, 我信主就很容易, 很轻松,
but that doesn't mean that I believe in God very simply.
我还是糊里糊涂地走了好多关路, 然后才在主的面前,
for many years, I walked somewhat aimlessly.
我相信我每一个人都是, 每一个人的经历不一定完全一样, 但是那个原则总是这样。
So I know that our experiences may be different, but the principle is the same.
我们起初碰到主的救赎的恩典的时候,
when we touch upon God's salvation,
我们也许说, 哪有这样的事情?
We first might say, how can there be such a thing?
哪里有可能, 你就接受一个人,
how is it possible that by experiencing a person, you can have eternal life?
你说这就是胡扯的话,
is this not falsehood?
但是慢慢慢慢,你又觉得是好像是有点道理。
But later on you think, and hey, this has a point.
但是你还没有意思说,有道理我就要接受。
But just because it has meaning to it, it doesn't necessarily mean that you believe it. You're lazy, so you just wait. And finally, one day, the Spirit really works in you. The Lord brings you to a point where you are self-judging yourself. Within yourself, you say, yes, I want to believe. So, brothers and sisters, when you believe,
就是一刹那之间只是,
it seems to be something that happened in a moment.
那这一阵子呢,
but in this moment,
你这个人就产生变化,
your life was transformed.
简单的来说,
simply speaking,
你从前对信主这个事情呢, 就反抗,
The past experiences you had that you were against Christianity.
翻过来, 对于主的认识呢, 倒是有点催促了,
and now you have some interest in experiencing the Lord.
不是别人催促你,
it's not a person that's pushing you. But something within you is encouraging you. So you ask yourself, why is there this transformation? I am still myself. Yesterday I was still against God. But today I have a desire to know Him more. Brothers and sisters, where is this from? We thank God. But because you have experienced Jesus Christ as the way,
你把道路一接过来, 你就给带到神的光中,
once you touch upon the way, you are brought before the light.
那在神的光中,
and before God's light,
你读圣经,
as you read the Bible, there's flavor to it.
以前读圣经, 你不要说读的有味道, 你说读圣经人都是傻瓜。
In the past, you not only said that there was no flavor to the Bible, but you said that you were stupid to read the Bible. Open Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Oh, this is a lie. Now it's different. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This word is so abundant. And in you, there you believe. You're still the same person. So why is there this change? We thank God. This is because you touched upon the way. And you touched upon truth. You touched upon what is real. When you touch upon what is real, you know that this Lord, you want to follow Him.
那这样的一个决定，就叫生命在我们的里头开始有工作。This
decision causes life to begin its work in us.
那现在在约翰一书里边就给我们留意到这一个。So
now, 1 John chapter 1 helps us consider this.
那在真理里头，我们懂得我们的罪给赦免了。So
when we read this, we realize that our sins are forgiven.
那罪给赦免了，那我们该怎么样？
So after our sins are forgiven, what do we do?
我们就要在主的面前慢慢的成长。Before
God, our life needs to grow.
那这个成长是怎么来的呢?
So where does this growth come from?
不是道理上的成长。
It's not just growth in doctrine.
也不是说经历上面的增加。
It's not just more experiences.
而是在我们生命里面的成长。
But it's growth in our life.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
你找道路是 经过一段的日子,
you found the way after quite a few days.
你对真理的认识, 经过一段, 也多多少少明白一点,
After a while, you also understand a bit about truth.
但是对我们来说，我们又发生难处了。
But now we have another difficulty.
我知道了，我信主，我得救。
I know, I believe, I am now saved.
我读神的话语，那从弟兄姊妹交通里头，我也认识了不少那个生活上的指导了。
I read the word and I hear sharings from other brothers and sisters.
但是一个难处在那里。
So I have some ideas.
我所知道的这一些，却好像没有帮助我能很实际的。把我所知道的活得出来。
But there's a difficulty. It doesn't seem to apply to my daily life. I can't apply it.
好像我知道是知道，但是我活不出来。
It's like I know it, but I can't live it out.
那怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
感谢神。
We thank God.
现在约翰一书就给我们来留意这个事情。
First John helps us to think upon this.
我们需要多知道一点真理。
We need to know more truth.
我们也常常要持守着基督是我们的路。
And we need to remember that Jesus Christ is our way.
离开了基督，我们是没有路可走。
Outside the Lord Jesus, we have no other way.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他不是叫我们只是停留在知道里。
He doesn't just want us to be.
他让我们能很实际的进到实际的里面去。
He wants us to live in that reality.
那怎么进去呢？
So how do we go in?
生命要成长。
The life must grow.
你生命成长。
When your life grows.
那整个的事情就显出那个结果来了。
Then the result is evident.
比方上一说到那个生命的成长，就特别用着爱来做一个表达。
So often when we speak about the growth of life, we use love as an example.
那么在我们的实际生活里头，我们也常常会经历到这一些。
So we often experience this in our regular daily lives.
从前我很讨厌一些人。
In the past, I used to hate some people.
不是说普通人了。
Just normal people.
我说就是说在弟兄姊妹中间了。
Just within brothers and sisters.
有一些弟兄姊妹我很讨厌他。
Some people, I just dislike them so much.
但是慢慢慢慢你就觉得。
But after a while, you start getting this feeling.
你怎么可以讨厌一个弟兄呢？
How can you hate a brother?
你里面先过不去。
You can't go past it in yourself anymore.
那你就里面就有个引导。
Inside you, there's a leading.
我不能讨厌那些弟兄。
I cannot hate these brothers.
我要转过来。
I must turn around.
我要学着爱他。
I have to learn to love them.
起初的时候你觉得好难好难哦。
In the beginning, you feel that this is really hard.
但是这里面那个感觉就是这样子来。
But within you, this is the feeling that you have.
也许挣扎了很久。
Maybe you think about it very long.
可以放下。
Maybe you try to suppress it.
可以不讨厌他。
And then later on, you decide you won't
hate him.
But it's very, very hard to love him.
好像还是有点难处。
It still seems hard.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
生命在你里面的那一个带领。
As life in you.
那一个约束。
As it leads.
仍然是把你带到，你要爱弟兄。
It causes you to gradually love your brother.
我想这是我们很多弟兄姊妹亲身经历过的事情。
I believe that many brothers and sisters have experienced.
你说为什么会这样？
You ask why is it true?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这个就是生命成长
的这个事情。This is the growth of life.
你生命不成长，
if your life doesn't grow,
你就跟小孩子一样。
You're like a little child.
我有一个玩具。
I have a toy.
你没有。
You don't have one.
我就告诉你说我有，你没有。
So I tell you, I have one and you don't have one.
你说你给我耍耍。
So you say, can you give it to me?
你没有，我有，我怎么可以给你耍耍？
So you don't have it, I have it. Why should I share it with you?
不能。
No, I can't do this.
小孩子是这样。
So little children are like this.
尤其好起来的时候给你耍耍，但耍一会就要把那个拿回来。
So sometimes when they're feeling nice, they'll decide to share with you for a few seconds, then they're like, I must take it back.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
我们生命成长的时候，好多婴孩时期的那些东西就给落掉了。
But we thank God that as our life grows, many things that are evident in our young lives are removed.
这是生命成长的事。
This is the growth of life.
一直到第五章的时候，又给我们更深入一点来注意到这一个。
As we reach chapter 5, we see a much more deeper explanation.
我们要看到这个生命的成长的事情的时候，
But as we look upon this issue of the growth of life,
不能只是看这个表面的这个东西。
We can't only look upon the surface.
我们还必须要多用点时间来留意约翰一书怎么给我们看那个生命成长的事情。
So we must consider more about how this life helps us to grow.
太过中了吧。轻轻提提，明天再说。
So I will continue speaking about this tomorrow.
弟兄姊妹，当你往前去读下去的时候
，So as brothers and sisters, as you continue to read,
你读到第二章
，You read to chapter two,
你就看到约翰在那里说到，我写信给你们，我曾经写信给你们。
We see that he has written this to you before.
那说到两层的事情。
He speaks of two levels.
一个是我从前写信给你们。
One is something that he had written in the past.
一个是现在我写信给你们。
Something that he is writing right now.
那这个两层不一样的写信呢，就说出一个非常有意思的事情。
These two levels explain something very interesting.
我曾经写信给你们。
In the past, I wrote a commitment.
就说出你们从前的一点实际的属灵的光景。
It is something from your past, a spiritual condition that you had.
现在我写信给你们。
Now I write a new commitment.
就说出你们现在的属灵的光景。
It speaks of your current spiritual condition.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
详细的，明天我跟弟兄姊妹交通。
In the details, I will share with you.
但是我愿意弟兄姊妹，你今天晚上回去也好，明天白天有点时间也好，你把这两层的书信的内容来做一个比较。
But brothers and sisters, I hope that tonight or tomorrow you will do a compare and contrast of these.
你看出有一个什么的特别主要给我们看见的地方。
Let's take a look at what the Lord really wants us to see.
并且让我们也能看见为什么我们的生命必须要成长。
And then we can understand why our life needs to grow.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
今天晚上好像在那个起头的话呢，转来转去转，好像没转到那个主题的中心里面。
So this evening, it seems as if we talked just about the beginning, and we never really got to the.
但是还好，总带了那个主题的那个边缘。
But this is the foundation for the topic.
盼望主给我们能从约翰一书里头看到主对我们有什么的等候。
So may the Lord show us what He would like us to see.
我们常常说我们等候主。
We often say we are waiting for the Lord.
但是我们看到约翰一书的时候，我们很清楚看到主对我们也有一个等候。
But as we read First John, we can see that the Lord is also waiting for us.
但愿主的灵开我们里面的闭塞。
May His Spirit open our inner eyes.
看到主的心意，就跟上主的心意。
That we can see His will and that we can follow Him.
我们同样祷告。
Let's have a few words of prayer.
主，我但愿你赐人智慧和启示的灵更多的赏给我们。
Lord, may Your Spirit of revelation and understanding be given to us.
叫我们里面实在是有光的。
That inside of us we can have
light. 叫我们里面实在有你自己的性情。
That we can have your spirit of.
好让你的生命在我们里面有动作的时候，我们都能完全的跟得上来。
That when your life has some movement within us, we can follow.
主，你借着你的生命，要把我们从各种各样的领会和认识的里面带进实际。
Lord, you want to bring our experiences into reality.
你也实在是给我们看到，如果我们没有进到实际里头。我们所有的追求都是落空的。
You want us to see that if we do not enter into reality, all our pursuits are empty.
只有进到实际里面，主啊，你的生命才在我们里面扎根，也在我们里面成长。
Only when we enter into reality that your experiences have a foundation in us.
但愿我们的主，你恩待我们。
Lord, may you lead us.
让我们实在在你的光中，在你的性情的里面。更好的往前走。
May we continue forward in your light.
敬拜赞美归给你。
We give you all worship and praise.
因为你没有留下一样好处不给仰望等候你的人。
Because there's not one good thing that you would withhold from those who seek after you. We thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.